Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In this episode of the Football History Headlines, we discuss an early agreement between the AFL and the NFL, the start of the Ravens franchise, and a famous NFL broadcaster jumps networks, as well as many more Hall of Fame legendary birthdays and stories, all coming up for you in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history, and to the Sports History Network, your headquarters of sports yesteryear. And we have some great things to talk about with this February 9th in gridiron history. And, you know, we want to make sure you are covered with all these great headlines because football history happens each and every day. First of all, let's get your football history headlines for this February 9th. February 9th, 1960, AFL and NFL agreed verbally to a no-tampering pact. According to the Pro Football Hall of Fame's website, the verbal pact between the then-rival professional football leagues pertained to player contracts. It might just be the first thing that these two organizations did agree upon in the early 1960s. February 9th, 1960, that same day, Eddie Erdlatz was appointed as the first head coach of the Raiders. Eddie stayed with the sideline for two seasons in Oakland, but they parted ways in late 1961 after his teams recorded a dismal 8-20 record in the early AFL. February 9, 1996, the Baltimore Ravens franchise is officially announced by the league office. The Ravens were the franchise that formerly called themselves the Cleveland Browns. On February 8, 1996, Art Modell, the owner of the franchise, learned that the Browns' nickname belonged to the city of Cleveland, and he would have to leave with his franchise and come up with another nickname in Baltimore. February 9th, 2002, Aloha Stadium in Honolulu. At the NFL Pro Bowl for the 2001 season, the AFC streaked past the NFC 38-20. Oakland Raiders quarterback Rich Gannon won the game's MVP award. February 9th, 2006, the legendary play-by-play man Al Michaels joins NBC's Sunday Night Football broadcast with John Madden in the booth. Al had formerly worked with ABC Sports for the better part of three decades. Michaels was a breadth of experience in covering NFL games prior to this move, as had been a mainstay for almost 20 seasons as part of ABC's Monday Night Football. At the time of this writing in 2021, Michaels had just completed his 15th season as the voice of Sunday Night Football. Now I'd like to tell you about our sponsor for today's podcast, and it's a movie set that you could own, and it's a great movie. It stars Gerard Butler, Marina Baccarin, and Scott Glenn as they star in a Rotten Tomatoes certified fresh, pulse-pounding disaster thriller, the movie Greenland. When a planet-killing comet races towards Earth, a father and his family make a perilous journey to their only hope for sanctuary, while encountering the best and worst in humanity as a countdown to global apocalypse approaches zero. Own Greenland today on digital Blu-ray and DVD, which includes deleted scenes, featured commentary with director Rick Romanois, and much more. So make sure you get a chance to look at that for Greenland today. We're also going to be having some giveaways on the Sports History Network and some upcoming contests. So make sure you check out Greenland. Great movie. Now let's talk about your Hall of Fame birthdays for this February 9th. We'll start off in 1950 in San Angelo, Texas. The awesome offensive tackle from the Angelo State Rams, Rod Kasen, was born. The Football Foundation says that Rod was a three-time NAIA All-American selection and assisted the Rams to three winning seasons and, in 1971, a berth in the NAIA semifinal playoffs. Rod Kasen was honored with induction to the College Football Hall of Fame in 2002 after the National Football Foundation tallied their votes. He made it into the NFL and played for the New England Patriots franchise. February 9, 1952, Mesa, Arizona. The legendary quarterback from Arizona State University, Danny White, celebrated the day of his birth. White guided the Sun Devils to an outstanding record of 32-4 during his time at the helm of the ASU offense and helped his team to win three straight Fiesta Bowl wins in the early 1970s. The NFF tells of how White led the nation in pass efficiency and was named an All-America in 1973. Danny held Arizona State records for the most yards gained by passing in a career with 6,717, and the most touchdown passes with 64. At probably his pinnacle of his collegiate game was a game against New Mexico in 1971, when he threw six touchdown passes. The National Football Foundation selected Danny White for entrance into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1998. When Danny left college, he joined the Memphis Southmen, sometimes remembered as the Memphis Grizzlies of the World Football League. And when the WFL folded 2 years later, Danny was picked up by the Dallas Cowboys of the NFL and was a longtime quarterback and punter for the franchise. February 9, 1957. Dan Ross, the former tight end from Northeastern University of Boston, was born. Dan Ross received the great honor of being selected for inclusion into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2004. Well, we thank you once again for joining us here for these football history headlines and Hall of Fame birthdays. Just some great people that we wanted to talk about today. And we hope that you will join us back again tomorrow. And we thank you. Now, we want to make sure, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, if you could just take a second and give us a good rating on Apple Podcasts, say a few good things about us, we greatly appreciate it. That really helps the podcast to get up in the rankings, and it helps us to produce and bring you even more and better episodes going forward. So we really appreciate that. And we want to also welcome you to join us on pigskindispatch.com, our website, and on jerseydispatch.com. And also look forward to the same podcast provider you're listening to right now, the Sports Jersey Dispatch, which is a podcast that I host on these channels also. It talks about sports history, but it talks about all four major team sports in North America. So make sure you check those out. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hey there, football fans, this is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.